So this guy who's, licking the face of Sir Richard, repeats what Sir Richard has asked him to say, which is that the key to happiness is work hard and don't question your betters. I mean, this has not ended. This notion of the poor as needing the help of power and the punditry, that is a constant since class began. It really isn't difficult to see the pattern here. It isn't hard to see the connection between somebody saying that they don't want to pay for some po' folk wanting to drink themselves and smoke themselves to death. Come on. It's the same mindset. And it is not, that's that mindset of insiders, outsiders, barbarians and savages, the gifted and the dullards. It's the same mindset. And it's not going to end by polishing up the Constitution. Now, every aspect of, I was imagining, I was actually imagining like a spit polish, you know, somebody taking this thing and kind of buffing it up and getting a nice little sheen going and then presenting it to us stuck in whatever narrow box power has invented for us once they can't call it wage work anymore. I guess just your service to them. And what would we think as we watch this shining thing being presented? Because this is the same tactic that's happened time after time, century after century, where the punditry buffs up some words and says, see, now you're free. Really, really. I don't feel free. So we have to trust our bodies. Now, every aspect of that little puffy piece I just read is propaganda for the class system. And you see all of those elements that we've been talking about, even the one, the economy must be protected at all costs, quote unquote, is allowed in clandestinely as the ultimate legitimization. And see, it's hard. It's really, I struggle often in these conversations to express what I mean. I'm looking at words that I wrote and I've got these quotes around them. And often that signals to me that there's stuff buried there that I mean in that by putting it in quotes, that it's not what it seems, but something deeper. I'm laughing now because when I was in Lakeport, the gentleman who was one of the hosts on the radio show is really into language and believes there needs to be an additional letter that made the sound of a click and said every time we make that sound, it should be a signal to think deeply. And I told him, well, it might grate a little or it might rub some folks the wrong way. It feels like an imperative order to hear that, like as if to say, I don't already. But as a visual cue, those quotes are telling me that I meant more than that word alone shows. And I try sometimes to unpack it as I go, and then I get all twisted up in layers and layers. And once we have our own language, I suspect that problem will just disappear. We won't have to unpack everything because it'll just stand straight up and be what it is just by initial inspection. But anyway, so even that thought that the economy has to be protected at all costs, that propaganda is allowed in as a legitimization for what's implied in this gathering is that states have to show some minimum degree of concern about its quote unquote people. Happy slaves or more productive slaves, quote unquote, will no doubt be one of their conclusions. One bit of wisdom to come out of Bhutan. But of course, they'll neglect that coda that the reason is that if they don't start showing, if they don't con us again, because it's not real concern. That's what I guess I'm trying to express here. It's a con. It's propaganda. They're putting on this big show for propaganda and PR purposes for now and for down the road. They're trying to capture all those youth who care deeply about the state that the planet is in. It doesn't seem to me they have taken that step yet to realizing that their brothers and sisters are the earth that has to get freed before the earth can get free. And power doesn't want them to take that necessary next, logically, that necessary next step in any logical thinking process. So they're trying to interrupt that quick, 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 and say, okay, you care about the earth here, come this way. Don't look anywhere else. Here, I've got a movement for you to save the planet, and we need your help. Come on, hurry, it's really critical. Don't look that way, follow me. That's what this whole thing is about. It's like a big arm waving the youth into a trap called save the planet. Be part of this big, exciting thing because we got the money. We can pay for the dream jobs that you all want because nobody's talking about the fact that a job is a collar and a leash and a cell. And that you will be divided from your brothers and sisters, and we take away the key. Nobody's gonna tell them that.